Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Who doesn't want more business? No matter what business you're in, no matter what industry you're in, it's about doing business. And whatever volume you're at, you want to do more. It's a natural thing to have happen. And you get a great idea. You say to yourself, you know, I want to do more business, so what I need to do is I need to deliver my message in a better way. So you may call the advertising agency, or you may call the social media expert, and you say, put a plan together for me. You go to the guru who understands how to deliver the message, and you say, I want a plan to drive more business. And this person has no idea about how your business operates, what your business is, or what your customer needs. So they create this either fantastic online presence or fantastic print or fantastic video, and it is absolutely amazing. And you are so pleased because it drives business to your company. But the one thing that's missing is the marketing message doesn't match the company's performance. If you're going to create a campaign to drive business to your company, you have to look internally and you have to say, are we ready for this? Once we get the business here, will we be able to match the needs? Will we perform well? Will we convince the people that are coming to do business with us that they've made a good decision and they will do business with us again? And it's a mistake that's made all the time. Because what happens is your reputation evaporates. Because all of a sudden, instead of doing good business, you're overwhelmed with business. You can't keep up with it. You can't meet the needs. You can't service it. You don't deliver it. They're there, but you've just destroyed your business. Marketing messages need to reflect what you can do, and if you're going to up your marketing messages and you're going to create a campaign, you have to create the same campaign inside of your business to meet the needs. And you see it all the time. You know, a perfect example is a big box store will spend millions and millions of dollars, or a supermarket will spend millions and millions of dollars telling you that they're the friendly place and you should come and see them and everything's going to be great and you're going to have such a great experience. And you say, that's where I want to go. And you pack the children up in the car and you get in the car and you've got your list of what you need and you're heading off and you walk into the store. There's nobody there to help you. And if there is someone to help you, they don't really know what's going on. And you say, can you tell me where this product is? Yeah, I think it's over there on the 27th aisle. Just go over there. You'll find it. And you say, wow, these people are spending all of this money, but I'm disillusioned. This is not what I wanted. And you may never go back again. You're going to go someplace else. We don't want that to happen to you. It's important to understand the needs of our customers, and it's important to meet those needs. That's why they do business with you. You have provided a product or service that meets the needs of the people that come in to see you. So let's be very careful, and let's be realistic about our marketing materials, our marketing plan, our social media plan, so that we are doing continuing business, and we are growing our business and not destroying our business. There's nothing like spending a great deal of money and finding out that rather than you moved your business ahead, you've now put your business in a position where you now have to dig out. We don't want that to happen. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Can connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.